This is Dave Fails. We are broadcasting live from St. Rock in Hermosa Beach tonight. I've got Brad Williams, Aiden Park. We just did a stand-up comedy show. Now it's podcast time. Tonight, Date Fails is sponsored by Quip. Big thanks to Quip for supporting the podcast. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better way to use an electric toothbrush. It's created by dentists and designers and starts at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/datefails and get your first refill pack for free, you guys are making out. That's right. Go to getquip.com/datefails. Get your first refill pack for free. And let's get this going. Yeah. I like that we opened. You couldn't hear this, but Aiden just said to us before we started, actually, my dick is really big. And I didn't hear where that started or why you said that out loud.
He said that. Okay. He said that. Oh, I'm a good starter gay.
Yes.
Because, you know,
wouldn't really tear that shit up. You know what I mean?
But I would because I'm such a waste, though, because I'm a total bottom. And so it's like a total waste.
Oh, you're a power bottom?
Oh, wait.
I'm a power bottom.
Wait.
With a huge dick. Isn't that unfortunate?
We have no evidence of that. I have never seen it. How have I never
Catherine
seen it?
Catherine is always trying to get me to sleep with her.
Now,
remember?
Kate.
Once.
Kate, now, of the men who are on this stage right now, how many dicks have you seen?
One.
Oh, just mine. Okay.
I've seen Brad.
We've
never
in a sexual
had
way,
sex.
But not us.
It was in a sexual way, but I wasn't the one sexed.
Was it hard?
I don't know if we're allowed to tell that story. We never did tell that story.
No, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell that story.
All right, we won't tell this. We went to we have fun sometimes. I don't know what to say.
It's your typical guy meets girl, guy takes girl and his friend out to a sex club that looks like it could be in the movie Eyes Wide Shut. You run into some celebrities that make you sign NDAs. Like that kind of, like, you know.
This is,
right? Like,
that guy knows.
That story. Yeah.
Actually, that was really fun. I used to host a show on the Playboy Channel called Undercover. And when I got the job, the show was all about exploring like weird sex fetishes and like interesting things in the world of sex. But when I got the job, I had just gotten out of a 10-year marriage. I'd only ever slept with one person. I'd barely ever seen porn. And I'm... Boo. Thank you.
Don't worry. She's kicked that number to the curb a long time ago.
We've done a little work since then.
Yeah. Done some damage.
Yeah. But
basically, she could have a football team now.
Excuse you. That's not true. I've only slept with one football player. Two.
Okay, so a flag football team. Okay.
I've only slept with two football players, which is interesting because I've met a lot of really hot ones.
Yeah. You send me some screenshots of football players that have DM'd you on Twitter. And I'm a dude, so I'm like, fucking go date them and then get me a signed jersey. Okay, like that's all I care about. I'm not concerned for her safety.
You've texted me a few times. I've just thought, I'm like, who is this?
Yeah, that's the opposite side of it. Actually, that is so funny, though, because it's so different. Girls are always like, whatever you do, don't sleep with those guys. Like the football players, the famous ones, you have to make them work harder because they get it so easy. Brad's like, what? Dak Prescott? God, fuck the shit out of it. Guys are so different.
Maybe not Dak because he's a cowboy. But some of the other players that, you know, have a future. That's fantastic. I'm all for it. Sorry, I'm a cowboy hater.
Poor Dak.
I'm going to get so much hate.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Dak's not doing too great, is he? They played the Rams in the playoffs. They went pretty far.
The thing. And the gay guy's just like, I don't know. You could be. What? Yeah. I don't
understand why more gay men don't watch the NFL. It's all hot guys in spandex pants.
We can get the real thing so easy. Why do we need to fantasize about anything?
Yeah, just go to West Hollywood. That's all hot guys in spandex pants.
We're on Grindr right now and get somebody to walk in that door.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should try that.
That would be a hell of a date fails podcast. Go on Grindr right now and power bottom Asian.
Brad and I are talking, I want you to go on Grindr and see if you can get a hot guy to come here.
Shit. Okay, let me try. I'm going to try.
And by the way, just really quickly about Aiden being a power bottom, this is a real story.
Yeah.
One day, Aiden texts me, and I know he's only a bottom. And he goes, Kate, I feel really bad. Yesterday, I fell asleep during sex with this guy. And I go, how the fuck do you fall asleep with a dick in your ass? He's like, it's not the first time.
He gave me too much GHB. Let's be let's be honest. We were having some fun. He gave me a lot of GHB. Am I allowed to say this? Oh, my God. Am I going to be...
Is that the date rape
are
drug?
Are there police officers in the house today?
Wait, what's
shit,
GHB? I don't even
isn't
know.
That a roofie?
Wait, that's... I'm not talking about it.
Wait, isn't that... No, it's okay. You don't have it on you now.
No, yeah.
No, no.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Wait, does this guy have to be cute in order to qualify?
No, bring anybody.
Just anybody. Okay.
Just anybody. Because this, it's shit like this where I truly wish I was gay. Where I want so badly to be able to look at a dick and be like, yeah, I want that all See? Over my fucking face. Like, I want that. Because then if I did, I could do shit like this where I'm like, I'm in a bar in a city I'm never in. Let's get a guy and let's fucking get a blowjob in like 20 minutes.
It is so easy for men. Like, Aiden will have time. I mean, I won't throw you under the bus, but...
He'll have AIDS by the end of the show. Like, that's...
He can make
that happen. All right, AIDS challenge. AIDS challenge. Let's go. How fast can you get AIDS?
HIV, Brad, not AIDS.
Okay, HIV. Let's not give him full blown.
Just herpes.
I'm gonna be so pissed because you got on Grindr and you found like this big bear.
I did.
In like 10 minutes. If I can't find anybody, it's a shame.
Wait, when did Brad get on Grindr?
Well, I did this bit. Yeah, I did this bit in my
sorry,
act
I missed that.
Aired,
I was in the bathroom.
That aired before we went live with the podcast. But yes, I've been on one Grindr date with a lovely fellow named Ginger Bear in San Francisco, California. And
how did I miss this? Why did you do that?
Because I was playing a game called Tinder or Grindr on the radio. Where I was trying to meet friends and I'd flip a coin based on what it landed on. I'd go either a Tinder date or a Grindr date. The audience isn't laughing because they literally just heard this 2 minutes ago.
That's okay. I didn't. Yeah, and neither did the Date Fails listeners at home.
Yes. So we played this game so I can meet people. I landed on Grindr. I met a lovely redheaded fat guy named Ginger Bear. And
Ginger Bear.
Yeah, Ginger Bear, which sounds like, oh my God, I wish... Ginger Bear should have been a Care Bears character. Because just like...
A gay Care Bear?
I mean, that's just... You can just say Care Bear at that point.
Good point.
Let's shoot rainbows out of our chest. It's super straight.
Saint Rock?
Yes.
Saint Rock. He doesn't even know where we are.
Text him right now and say, let's sin in it.
He already responded, so I don't know.
He already responded?
Yeah. No, you... Brad, you don't...
900 feet away, people.
He's in the building.
Oh my God. What? Shit.
Is it a you?
You fag.
You just, there's no photo of you. It's just of an extremely dilated anus. That's why I swiped. Do you guys not know what the word dilated was? That was a great joke. That was a great fucking
well
joke.
Done. Well done,
God
Brad.
God damn it. That was better than I enjoyed that. Okay.
Wait, but you know what's crazy? Do you know who's on Grindr that almost made me go on Grindr?
Who's that?
Eminem.
Wait, what?
Did you know that?
Why is he on Grindr?
He said he just likes to be on both. He's on Tinder and Grindr. That's like my dream. I know that he's probably a terrible person to date, like Rocky, but he's like my dream guy. I'm obsessed with Eminem.
Why? Because he's like, because he swears a lot, not faithful.
No, he's not. He's 14 years sober.
Ooh,
he's
that's
out of
good.
Prison.
He knows Chris D'Elia. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. They don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. But
well,
yeah,
there's a comedian who was on Eminem's last rap.
Yeah, show. Which I think would be great. No, I think Eminem, as a white guy, he's got to be the top white rapper of all time.
Do you know what I like about him? It's not that he's a rapper.
Okay.
I like that he... broke boundaries because think about it. Like, he shouldn't have been. It would be like you playing in the NBA.
He's white people's Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
He really.
Yeah.
See, so they're, this is Hermosa Beach. So many white people are like, if I laugh at this, I'm not woke. I can't. It's good shit.
There's somewhere I was going with this whole story. Wait, that you
saw Eminem on Grindr, or you think he's on Grindr?
No. There was something before that
I want. Take a photo of us, please.
Why do you have to take a photo
because
of us?
Because I got
to
substantiate my claim that I'm on stage right now and I have a bet going and I can't get a cute
if this guy,
to come
guy blows stage. You during the podcast, I'll give you an extra $100.
I'll watch.
Then Brad will be jealous, right? Yeah.
I'll watch to confirm.
All right, ready? Wait, do we look like we're on stage?
Yeah.
Great. Where else could we be? Now,
right?
What are
right.
Oh my God.
Wait, I don't look as cute here than I do on my
just fucking send the picture. It's a gay dude who wants to fuck
send
you.
The,
I think it doesn't
send
matter.
Send the picture.
I don't
say
even know if he's the bottom.
If he gets here within the next 5 minutes, he could have the midget too. Okay, just say that. Say that. It'll be like a nice bonus.
That reminds me of what I was going to ask you.
What's that?
That was the question. Oh. Okay. If you were gay,
okay, if
who
I was
would
gay.
Be the guy you would want to fuck?
I'm not that outgoing. Sorry, man. Fuck!
Ah, try
wow.
again.
Just come.
Try again.
Wait, Thank did you, you ask him
Thank
to...
you for the encouragement.
Wait a second. Aiden, did you actually say to him, I want you to come on
yeah.
stage?
Yeah, well, I said to walk in so I could say... yo.
The next guy, just say I'm hanging out at a bar. Don't tell him what you're doing.
That's ambush.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that poor guy.
All right, Aiden.
You're going to blow
I've
him.
This
Promise him a blowjob.
Well, that's not hard, but...
Yeah, it will be. Back in my single days, this was a trick I used to do where I'd say, like, hey, come meet me at a comedy club. I'm going to see a comedy show tonight. I wouldn't tell the woman it was my show. So I'd be talking with her, and then all of a sudden I'd be like, hold on, I'll be right back. And then I would walk up on stage and do an hour of stand-up.
Would she be impressed?
Yes.
Of course.
It worked every time.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just saying, try that move.
I don't think it works the same for the bottoms.
What's that?
Bottoms are basically the girls. Like, they're treated kind of like the girls.
No, you know what? Talent
so they're
works
not paid
on
as
everyone.
Much?
They're what? Not paid as much. That's Sorry. Rude, Brad.
But
it's horrible.
So funny. No, you.
It's
you,
true, though.
You said if I was gay, who would be a guy that I would like?
Who would be if you were a gay dude?
Uh huh.
Who would be if you could fuck one man?
Ooh.
Only one.
Only one. Oh my God. Well, I'm a Broncos fan, so I might go Von Miller.
I knew you were gonna say Von.
Just to say I've been fucked by a goddamn Super Bowl champion.
I know Von Miller.
You know what I mean?
Should I tell my Von Miller story or is it bad? Fuck it.
I don't know what the story
Who
is,
gives a
so
shit?
Fucking tell it.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
this
yeah,
is my
so
Von
fine.
Miller story. I know Brad's a big Broncos fan.
I would let him wreck me. I would let him sack my sack. That's what I'm trying to say. All the guys got that joke.
Have
okay. He could sack my sack.
I didn't actually think Vaughn was that hot until I saw him on the cover of, did you know that there's an issue of Sports Illustrated? They do naked athletes.
Yeah, bodies issue.
Who?
The bodies issue.
Bodies issue.
That's the only time
Bonnie.
I like stare at naked dudes and go, yeah. Like it's acceptable as a straight man because it's in a sports magazine, not
yeah.
gay. Science.
But they do women too. They do like volleyball players. And
I'm not interested in them.
But you don't. Clearly. Brad and Aiden are going to be fucking under the table.
We are. We are. In a bit. It's just, no, just show me Von Miller, Andy Roddick, Michael Phelps. Ooh, those pecs.
The Von.
You know, you did say during your act, you did say, you know, the way you referenced you and your wife was
yeah.
me and a hot Asian. You didn't specify. So it could be you and me, Brad.
Oh.
You're the same height, pretty much.
Same colored hair.
She's much more masculine,
All
though,
Asians
to be
very
honest.
True. Whatever.
Very true. I'm used to being dominated.
She is. She is like a ninja. She's
yeah. But, my wife is a fourth Dan black belt in Taekwondo, so she does wreck me. Okay.
She's like an Asian Von Miller.
Yeah. My fucking safe word is call 911. Okay. Like that's. It's
true. The first time I met Jasmine, I was like, whoa, she could definitely beat my ass. Like, she could yeah. kill me easily. She has that vibe.
Yeah.
But she also will bake you cookies. It's real fucking weird.
It's really great. I've watched her kick the guy's ass before, and it was so hot.
Wait,
really?
Why? Yeah, in Vegas. In Vegas, some guy was flirting with us, or
us?
Her. But I'm just saying us because I was wishful. He's like, he was in it for me too. No, he wasn't.
You know what? I never thought you were gay until this podcast.
I don't know. I'm just around Aiden. It seems really fun.
I know. I'm into it's, one beer. Brad's gay.
It
Who
seems
knows
like
what?
It's a hoot.
In a hotel room, Brad. Come on over. You
yeah.
can both come over. Invite that dude.
Yeah. So we were at a bar in Vegas, and this dude started hitting on my wife, and he got very disrespectful very quickly. I know, Vegas, right? Shocking. And my wife told me to kick his ass, and I was like, the fuck are you doing? Like, I was so, like, no, you're 5'7" and a fucking world champion. I'm, like, I'm that. I'm like, like, that never happened in the movie. The fucking Oompa Loompas never did a fucking drop kick on Veruca Salt.
They don't
so,
fight. That would be a great movie.
It would be. I'm scared out of my mind, but she only did it to distract the guy because the guy looked down at me and was like, oh, like, you're going to beat me. He never finished the sentence. Boom. Fucking kicked him. A straight kick right to the face. Out.
Dude.
Out. And then all the bouncers walked over and was like, we're not kicking you out. We just want to congratulate her. That was fucking incredible. We stayed. The guy was kicked out and all his friends.
But just as a side note, I really think you should pitch Revenge of the Oompa Loompas as a film, because I would love to see that.
This it's the Oompa Loompas running the factory.
Yeah.
I would watch that. I would jack off to it. Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
I believe you.
We're taking revenge.
I believe
you. Because right now, the closest thing the dwarves have to, like, us physically dominating somebody is Ewoks. Okay, like that's what we have. That's all. Like everyone gets mad at the Return of the Jedi because the Ewoks are taking out the Empire, and all the midgets are like, "That's our fucking jam." You know what I mean? Like, because like Willow doesn't really dominate. He has to wait for fucking Val Kilmer to come in and kill some people.
And Aiden are so lost because we don't. This is Star Wars, right?
Yeah, Dinklage never kills anybody. He kills his hooker.
Let's get it.
He kills his hooker in the show, okay? That's it.
Does he kill a hooker, Peter Dinklage?
Yeah, he kills
on
a hooker.
On Game of Thrones?
Yeah, he strangles
her. I only watched one season.
Yeah, you didn't watch that season.
No, apparently not.
That was hot.
I lose, by the way. I lose because...
What the
okay,
fuck?
So I only have two guys that are within a 2-mile radius, actually, and one of them didn't even reply to me.
Son of a
bitch. Can you turn this on? Let me do it. Okay. I'll get him.
Hey!
By the way,
you're not going to get a guy to travel 2 miles to get his dick sucked.
Well, I mean...
Really?
Gay ones, anyway.
Only gay guy. See, only a gay
She's
guy.
She's gotten guys to fly across the country to get their dick sucked.
That's not true.
It's a matter of supply and demand, people.
I've never done that. That's
okay, but like, this guy. Okay.
No, hold on. I now have to defend myself. I'm going to tell my Von Miller story to defend myself because okay. I'm a freak. People know that.
Yep.
But I'm a selective freak. Like, you have to earn it through respect, talent.
Talent.
Wizardry?
Talent.
Talent. Whatever.
Talent. I know some of your ex-boyfriends.
Okay, one was bad, but some have awards. Okay, listen.
Some have awards.
Von Miller is hot as fuck, but he invited me to Six Flags, which I love. I thought that was the best first date ever.
That's horrible if you're a midget. I couldn't ride anything.
You're right. I took you there. I took you there.
Like, that's our first date? How dare you?
I actually have the best photo of me and you at Six Flags where we're both wearing capes and holding hands, and people always ask if I have a son when I post it because it's from the back.
From the back. You can't see the beard. Anyway.
And I think I'm wearing Supergirl and you're wearing Batman.
So you went to Six Flags.
He invited me to Six Flags, but look, all the girls here are going to get this. He invited me to Six Flags. He said, meet me at this hotel at whatever time. We're taking a limo, whatever, taking us out there. I thought it was just me and him.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like there's a car, truck, whatever, taking us out there. Then I get to the hotel. We're meeting at the SLS. Mm-hmm. I get there. It's a party bus with like obviously like lots of, maybe not hookers, but like.
Attractive women.
Yeah, but like dressed like they're going to strip on the bus, which is fine.
Sure.
But I thought it was just a few people.
Yeah.
And Vaughn's not there. So now he's texting me, just get on the bus. There's like 18 football players and a bunch of strippers and me wearing a fanny pack. Like, we're going to Six Flags. I'm wearing like sneakers and a fucking hat. Like, we're going to, like, I'm like,
you're
this.
You're prepped for
Six Flags.
Six Flags, right.
I'm just trying to hang with Von Miller. He's hot. He's got good tattoos. I saw the Naked magazine and shit.
Yeah.
So I hung out in the hotel lobby. I was like, I'm not getting on that bus.
No.
And he's like, I'll be there in 20. I'll be there in 20. And finally, after about 45 minutes, I was like, fuck this guy.
Mm.
So I went to the front desk and I said, I bought food at that restaurant, mm-hmm. and I valued my car, put on room 707, Von Miller.
Yeah.
And I left.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. So I took
Good
the food.
Move.
Yeah. Right? Thank you. And the only reason I felt guilty for leaving is I know how bad Brad wanted me to fuck Von Miller.
I really wanted that to happen.
I wanted a signed jersey.
I wanted it so bad.
I know. So I couldn't do it. But that's my point is I'm into it if they're like that. But you got to be also like respectful. Yeah. Hey, like, that's not cool.
Yeah. It's not the kissing rule from the Will Smith movie Hitch where it's like, I go, you know, you go 90, I go 10. No.
You really are gay, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I've just been married for almost 2 years now, and now like everything of straight has just like melted off my body. Now I'm watching Chopped.
Oh,
you know I'm watching.
Chopped is great.
Chopped, one guy. It's a fucking cooking show.
Cooking show?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it now.
You know the dude. You introduced me to the guy.
Yeah, I know one of the chefs. That's weird. It's great, but it's weird. I'm friends with Chris Santos, who has a couple fantastic restaurants. One married guy in the back. Nice. You're definitely married or gay.
Cooking a gay thing?
What's that?
I'm not saying cooking is a gay thing.
Well, it's just not a straight thing. Like, unless you're...
First date guy, do you chop?
First date guy. Do you watch Chopped? I like that. See,
he's so angry about
the way he responded. No, I don't fucking watch Chopped. You could have just asked him, like, do you take multiple cocks in your ass? Like, he responded the same way. No.
I've never seen Chopped. Well, that's not true. I saw like one episode. The guy you know is like the mean guy on the show, but really nice in real life.
Yeah.
And that's all. I did go out the other day for a show. Actually, I recommended you for this. I probably shouldn't tell it, but fuck it, whatever. Right. But I went out for a show that's like Chopped, but everything has weed cooked into it.
Oh yeah, that's on Vice Channel. I watched that one too.
Oh, I didn't know that was out there. Never mind.
Yeah. It's on.
I don't know what it is. No, like, this was something else. Well, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Cooking on high. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, you're high and then you cook.
They're just people.
No, they're not high cooking. You're sober and they cook you food with weed in the food, a 5-course meal. Wow. And you eat it.
I just want to, yeah.
Is that on TV already?
It's on Vice, yeah.
All right, never mind. Well, for the people that auditioned me for that job, just so you know, it's out there.
Yeah.
Okay, who collected the audience questions? Nick, you have them? Yeah. But while I'm getting those, I'm going to look at them. But Brad.
Yes.
I want you to tell me this story. So Brad and I, full disclosure for real, Brad is one of my best friends. I love you so much.
Yeah, I love you too.
I've known him forever.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of my longest friends, probably in LA. I think I've known you like 6 years or five. Six
probably.
Years. Like,
yeah, we're probably friends because I never really tried.
We never
to
hooked
with
up.
You. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and actually, one day I text him. I was on the way to an ex-boyfriend's house, and I said, "Can you call me in an hour or something?" You probably won't even remember this. I said, "I'm going to this guy's place," and he called me because he said he's depressed and he shot a hole in a wall with a gun.
Oh, I remember this.
Call me in like an hour or something. Make sure I'm still alive, whatever. And that was like one of the first texts. We just become friends. And I remember thinking, I can't believe this guy stayed friends with me after that. Like,
no, and honestly, I do, because being friends with Kate Quigley is like watching the most intense drama on television where you're like, where you're just like, what's going to happen next week? Like, I have to keep her around. You can't like, you can't just stop watching Scandal 4 episodes in. Like, you're fucking true, hooked.
No, it's true.
You're hooked.
I honestly say all the time, like, I wish I could just wear like Instagram live glasses all the time, because the thing is, I'm really sensitive. So I find myself, I'm an empath. Like, I'm really empathetic. So I find myself in situations where I give people too many chances sometimes. And I'm also attracted to a little bit of damage. So.
Yeah. A little of that.
Yeah.
As my wife and I like to tell you, Kate, you know there's good guys out there.
I'm curious. I would be, you four women in the front, are you single? Is anyone single at the table? Like, I'm curious. I really want to know what you think. Are you willing to talk at all? Are you two willing to talk at all? There's a mic right here. Because I really want to know.
You're a comic.
Okay, this is why I'm asking, because I have found in my experience that guys are either complete pieces, I don't want to say pieces of shit, completely just want to just fucking have fun and be rich and whatever they are and enjoy their life, sorry. Or they're so up your ass, it's like they have nothing else going on with their life but you. And there's nothing in the middle. So for me, in my experience, it's like, or they're really damaged.
It's because men, I'm telling you, it works, whatever. It's because men becomes sure. Men are sure. When they find the one that they want, they are sure. I give relationship advice, by the way. I really do, truly. I have my own column. You guys are like, we're worried for those people. No, but like when men find out somebody that they like, they are sure.
Yeah.
That's why they go after you so hard, because they are sure that you are the one that they want to try to really give their heart to. Otherwise, you're just the fuck girl to them. It's true.
And I will say this, for as much as I make fun of you, Kate, any guy listening to this, you are a damn catch.
Aw, thanks, Rhett. You are a goddamn catch. Oh, stop.
You got your own money.
Stop.
You work hard. You're funny as fuck.
Thank you.
You know, you're an entrepreneur. You're sweet. You're there for all your friends when they need you.
Oh, stop, Brad.
You are a damn catch.
Thank you.
So will someone who's not a bass player.
He's a guitar player.
Oh, someone who doesn't. Play an instrument. Please, wifey this woman up, okay? It'll be great.
No musicians allowed.
No musicians or pro athletes. Anybody else? Or comics. Anybody else? Good to go.
No talented people allowed.
Yeah, no talented people.
I need someone that...
Is there just like a guy that like... Sorry for the double entendre. Who just like is a woodworker? You know, like just like, oh, I just hang out in my garage and I make chairs. You know, like that's what you need.
I would actually
love that. You
need
Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
You should date Nick Offerman.
I would love like someone who could fix things around my house and change tires.
Yeah.
You know, I got a flat tire last week and I called AAA. And when the guy came, he said, "Where's your spare tire?" I said, "It's in the bag." And he's like, "You don't have one." And then I had to wait like 2 more hours for a tow. So I just need like a guy that can fix things.
Is there a guy in the audience that could actually dude shit? Okay.
Somebody raised their hand.
One in the back.
Wait, are you with a woman right now, sir?
Oh, yes. He's on a date going like, yeah, but I can do dude
that,
shit.
Sir.
Right. I'm hanging
it up. Are you wearing a backwards cap too? Is that what's happening? Sir.
Okay.
There, this man.
All right.
There's another one right here. He appears to be lonely. What's up, buddy?
He appears to be lonely.
What do you do for a living, my friend?
I work in pest control.
Yeah.
Pest control?
Ooh.
Nice.
I actually have a really bad cricket problem right now. I'm serious.
We just witnessed the start to a porno. I can poison them crickets.
I'm not kidding. They're so loud in my apartment that when I, like, they're in the apartment. I know it because when I walk in the room, they stop chirping.
That's got to be so frustrating as a comedian. You're sitting there trying to write, and as you're writing jokes, you hear crickets. You're like, fuck, I guess this joke's not very good.
That's actually hilarious.
Would you give her a free extermination session? If
what else would you exterminate?
The wizard.
Yeah. So you do, but
he crossed the line. You crossed the line.
He was trying to keep up. But you do dude shit, right? Like you can do dude shit. Yeah. Like you do like plumbing and stuff, right?
Yeah,
you can fix a fucking toilet. That's a dude.
Wait, did he said exterminator?
He's
right?
He's an exterminator, so he can get rid of all your ex-boyfriends.
I'll give you the address.
Dexter style, and then like that.
Let's talk because I do have a cricket.
You need a guy that does dude shit.
All right, listen, we're going to the questions. Forget dude shit.
Questions.
I don't need anybody. I don't need a man, Brad.
You don't.
I have you and Jasmine. What
exactly.
else do I need? All right, so I got a few questions. One, have any of you ever joined the Mile High Club?
Oh, that was this one.
Does masturbating count for real?
No. Ooh, what? The guy said yes. I have not joined the Mile High Club.
And really?
I'm still bitter about it.
How is that possible?
Right? Let me tell you this story. I won't call her out by name, but I had an ex-girlfriend, and I used to open up for a really rich, well-known comedian, and then he had a private jet. He didn't need the private jet to fly back from the gig. He's like, "Yeah, Brad, you just take your girl and you fly back from the gig. We're on a private jet
on the way there before they know you're funny."
Yes, and we're with the girl, and I'm like, "Hey, we're on a jet, and you want to go to the back?" And she's like, "Not really feeling it right now." I'm like, "What else do you need? It's a private jet. It's not like it's not like you're fucking on Spirit Airlines, okay? Like,
although I would,
it's
for the experience.
Private jet. All the pilots are up." up doing actual stuff, right? It's like, oh, I was so mad. To this day, I'm bitter about
Could
that.
Could you imagine how much Spirit Airlines, like, their actual business would go through the roof if someone got caught fucking on Spirit Airlines?
I mean, yeah, but it's Spirits. They would charge you another $50.
If they condom
caught,
fee.
If they caught you fucking.
Fuck sure.
Mile High
hate
Club
you,
is an extra
Spirit.
50. Yeah. Sir.
You're
sir.
Right. Oh, this is one. Do okay. you remember your first time jerking off?
Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, okay. This story is going to come full circle.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. So, before we had Mr. Skin, there was various websites where you go and like there wasn't a database yet of all the naked actresses. And I was like,
wait, hold on. There's a database of naked actresses?
Yeah, MrSkin.com.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I didn't know about that.
Anyway, you go, and there's dudes too. Okay. And then, so like, I was like 12 years old, and I found out that Alyssa Milano had been naked in a movie called Embrace the Vampire.
All right. Oh, yeah.
This is like a B movie, more than the Seinfeld shit. Okay, this is a B movie. It's fucking horrible, but it's vampires, and every vampire movie always has a lot of sex in it.
Yeah.
So Alyssa Milano, she's doing this scene, right, where she gets photographed by this female photographer, and slowly she gets her to strip, and they start kissing, and it starts getting real lesbian.
Oh, wow.
And like, right, you're hard right now. Exactly. And like, it's just without me even know, like, I jerked off on accident to this scene.
Oh, wow.
Like,
with, no,
it was so hot.
How old were you?
Like 12 or 13. And I just looked down, and it was like, I will arise. You know, and it starts, and like, without me barely even touching it, just like spits
oh, wow.
out. And I'm just like, whoa, what was that? Because when the first time you do it, you're not sure what's happening. So like you think you're going to pee, but you're not going to pee. But it feels amazing. So you
really?
Want to keep going. And you're like, should I lay down a towel? What the fuck should I do? And all of a sudden, it just pops out. And I'm like, that was the greatest thing ever. Let me try that again. Didn't know about the refractory period. Okay, so didn't know you had to wait at that time, like 20, 30 minutes, then got to do it again. So
30 minutes.
That day, I must have jerked off like 12 times. Like, I masturbated oh. until dust shot out of that thing.
Is that okay? Normal? Like, is that normal? Like, for the other guys here, like, the first time you masturbate, do you do it like, thanks. Do you do it like over?
Liar. They're shaking their heads. They're lying.
For weeks, I never actually ejaculated because I thought I was going to pee.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
That's
anybody
normal.
Else?
Guys,
no,
come
really?
On. Really?
Only us here. Everyone's like, no, I lit candles and had a wonderful evening with myself. Fuck you. You didn't know what you were doing.
This is the weirdest part of being a comedian is that, like, we really forget that people are weird talking about private information.
That guy, he's like, ah!
Like, I'll be walking.
Making much eye contact now, sir, huh?
You're crossing your legs right now. Like, I don't even jerk off now. I don't know what you're talking
I'll
about.
I'll never forget there was one day I was with Jack, my friend Jack, who opens for me sometimes, Jack Jr., and we were in San Diego, mm-hmm. and we were walking down the street, and I was talking about a bit I was working on about guys who ask for butthole photos, because I think it's really weird.
Yeah.
A lot of you do it. But
butthole photos?
Yeah. Have you ever asked for a butthole photo?
No.
Like, Sam Tripoli loves buttholes. Not to call but like that some would, guys love. Well, it's okay. He
that's
knows.
The name of my next album. Sam Tripoli loves buttholes.
Like, so anyway, I was talking through the bit, like, because we're comics. So we're just walking down the street in San Diego, broad daylight. And I'm just like, I'm thinking this joke, like, I eat tooth whitening gum and swallow it and wait, like, to bleach it. Like, I'm like talking about, and Jack goes, "Kish," and I look over, and there's this like 90-year-old woman, like this really old lady, and she's just staring at us like horrified because I realized that we've been talking about our assholes for like 3 minutes at an intersection. But we really forget. I just forget that everyone doesn't.
I wish she had stopped you and been like, "My trick to bleach my asshole is." Oh, that would have been. The
I stopped
best.
Her. I was like, "Do you want to come see us tonight at American Comedy Club?"
But to go back to the jerk off story. Like, so...
Please do.
Alyssa Milano, first woman I ever jerked off to. Fast forward to, like, 20 years, 25 years later, I'm doing some press where I'm walking around the Sirius XM radio building in New York, and I turn a corner, and I bump into Alyssa Milano.
Oh.
And I'm just looking at her, and she looks down at me like, "Hey, how are you?" And I'm like, "Ha." I can't speak, cause like what do you say? Like, you're the first woman I came to. Like, you can't say that. So I said nothing to this woman. I was just I could not talk.
That's so funny.
And then she just kind of looked down at me and went, okay, and then just like walked away.
Dude, I did a bit
not
about
not her fault at all. I was totally
a bit
creepy
about that on the AVN Awards because it's the same because it's similar. It's like if you meet your favorite porn star, how the fuck that you're like literally it's the person you jerked off to. Like, if you meet him at Ralph's in the ice cream aisle, like what are you gonna do? Like, can you take your dick out and put it on my shoulder? Let's get a picture.
It's interesting. Like one of your French girls.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I don't want to hold you guys hostage. We've been doing this for a while. You guys have been, first of all, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. This is the first Date Fails Live that we've done down here, and this is going to become a bi-weekly thing here. So thank you guys for coming out and supporting.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, I was really fucking nervous. I told Aiden, I was like, I was so nervous all day because it's so much pressure when you do this to have people in the crowd. And Brad is one of my best friends and, like, really above doing this. So I really appreciate
you. I'm a midget. I'm not above anything.
You're right. That's a good point. He's really not. He's not above my waist. But
no, we're not done. I want to do another question.
No, we're going to do this right now.
Okay.
Some of you, but I was just thanking him. So thank you guys.
Yes. Without,
okay. You have an electric toothbrush, right?
Yeah, because I know electric toothbrushes, according to the American Dental Association, work about 70% better. That's a number I just made up just because I thought it sounded like an ad.
No, but
anyway.
It is true that electric toothbrushes work better, but they are actually expensive. And also, if you have one, sometimes annoying to have to plug in the charging thing. So when I go on the road a lot, you go on the road a lot.
Yeah.
Quip, what they do is you subscribe to it, and then they send you the refill packs in the mail super cheap. And the thing is basically like, it's like battery operated. So it's an electric toothbrush.
And you're used to things that are battery operated.
Well, I do have a waterproof version that's rechargeable, but that's for the water park only.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, but anyway, so Quip is actually a toothbrush, and they send it to you in the mail. It's $25, and then every 3 months, they send you the refills. Because I never buy.
Shit. Yeah, because you always forget.
Exactly.
And you're like, how long do I have to replace this? And it says you have to look and see the color, but it's always faded. So, yeah, it's bad.
And I use my toothbrush too hard. Like, I really do.
Shocking.
No, Brad, I'm serious. Like, it's like all ground down. So
shocking.
You can pick your bristles. So now I get extra soft bristles sent for my mouth, Brad, for my teeth.
Okay.
And anyway, so that's the ad. I pretty much just did the ad.
So get Quip.
So get Quip. You can go to, I think it's getquip.com/datefails.
All right.
Okay, here's what we're doing. So here's how we're going to close it out. Some of you wrote, I have badges that I usually sell on the road. They say Fuckboy Patrol. I have to give you one. They're really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need it.
I'll be out there looking for fuckboys.
There's one back there.
It's not cheating if it's gay, right? Right.
Okay, you're totally missing the point. Fuckboys are not good. They're not. Okay, forget it.
What's
point is?
What's bad about them? They're fucking and they're boys.
Brad,
nothing on that one. Nothing. They all saw the Michael Jackson documentary and you guys are afraid to laugh.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Okay, I get it. That was a little too soon.
My ex-boyfriend's going to be on there next. Okay, so some of you wrote your worst date stories.
Ooh.
So where's Sarah?
Oh God, you're gonna call her out?
Yeah.
There she is.
Sarah, where are you at? Are you down to tell us the story instead of me reading it? Will you come tell it to us on the mic, please?
It's up to you.
Come on, Sarah.
Yay! All right.
Because listen, guys, what's happening here is there's a contest. I have four people who are gonna tell us their worst date fail, and whoever we decide has the worst date fail is gonna get a Fuckboy Patrol badge and $20 to spend at the bar, which you probably already spent.
Yeah.
But I'll put $20 towards your bar tab. So here we go.
And this is a safe space. We've all had horrible dates. So
I mean, I puked on Tyson Beckford. It doesn't get worse than that. You're fine.
Yeah,
go ahead.
She already won the $20. So, all right, go for it.
Okay, so this was a long time ago. I was a freshman in college. I had been dating this guy for about 6 weeks. He was this frat guy, and he invited me to his formal, which was a weekend in Disneyland.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we go to Disneyland, End of day one, he dumps me.
Why?
What?
Yeah. So I get dumped in the happiest place on earth. And
how many days is the formal supposed to go?
Three.
Oh, shit.
What's his first and last name?
Social
you have an exterminator ready to get him.
Yeah, you could do that.
And so I'm stuck there, basically, for 3 days with this guy who's dumped me. I'm stuck in his hotel.
Disneyland in Anaheim?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Now, when not it again. Happened, did you at least take advantage of the situation and tell him, it's very appropriate that you dumped me in Disneyland because I imagine your penis is a small world after all.
That's good.
Good job, Brad. Good job.
Write him back. Post-haste.
Did you at least order a lot of room service on his tab?
No, I was so lame. I went to his dumb dance with him, and he's like hooking up with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
At Disneyland, she's there too?
Yeah, dating one of his frat brothers.
Oh,
oh
fuck.
Shit.
Not you, the woman. Okay, okay.
Yes, very she's supportive. A whore. Thank you.
And then I spend the rest of the weekend hanging out with his friends, which they were very nice, luckily. Mm-hmm. And then a very uncomfortable ride back to Santa Barbara.
You guys drove there together?
Yeah. It was
alone? Like the two of you?
Just the two of us.
What a piece of shit.
What did you say to him? Like, I mean.
Literally nothing.
You just didn't say a word.
Were you heartbroken or what?
I was 18. I didn't.
Oh, you're 18.
Just mad. Yeah, dude, that's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And as a guy, you're like, because I would be thinking three steps forward and being like, I can't dump this woman now because that car ride.
That's awful.
Would be like the most awkward thing ever.
Or are you like, how do I turn this into a threesome?
Well, not by dumping one of them. I found out a way you can win me back. Hold on. Like, no.
It's
fucking horrible.
Yeah, so that's my date fail.
That is a pretty
really
epic. Give a round of applause.
Sarah? Is it Sarah? Oh, wait, can I just ask you real quickly, like, are you, you're not the one on the first date, are you?
No, that's not.
Are you happily, are you on a.
Oh, yeah, this is my husband.
That's your, oh,
yeah. And whoa.
Fuck you, Disney
look
guy.
Look at the ring. Look at the rock.
Look at that rock.
That is a solid.
Sir, do you know the Disney guy rock. At all? Have you met him or have you heard?
What?
Oh, my God. Does your husband know the Disney guy?
Oh, no. He hasn't met him, but.
Okay, good.
He and I remained friends.
Disney guy?
Yeah, but
fuck,
like,
what piece of shit?
It's a long story. So years later, we both lived in this area. So we became friends. He dated another friend of mine. It's fine.
Now, what do we know when we're 18, though?
I don't like that guy.
Exactly.
And hey, you
give me his number after.
You turned out better because of it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, that guy looks great like a good catch. Yeah. Good job, Sarah. Thank
solid.
You.
Solid.
We have three more date fails. Three more. Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, are you still here? Don't lie to me, bitch. Where are you? She's still here, but they didn't write the story. They just wrote her name. Oh. Jennifer, how about Ryan?
Right.
Oof, Ryan. Oh, the exterminator.
The exterminator.
Oh, your name is Ryan?
Oh, this is your job interview right here, buddy.
Okay, so this story is kind of, it was a bad date for me, but it was a good date for my friend, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
All right.
So I meet this girl named.
Right into the mic, Ryan.
Yes. So I meet this girl. I'm trying to practice proper mic technique, so when I get loud, I pull away.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Mic technique is not a big part of extermination. But go on.
All right, so I meet this girl named Chloe outside this club that my buddy, to protect names, my buddy Aaron and I go to the club. And so I meet this girl named Chloe, and pretty much I wanted to date her because it was the only girl that I ever found out that actually liked the band Death Clock. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
And now, for those of, I mean,
what is Death Clock?
I, of course, know what Death Clock is.
Oh, sure.
But for all these uneducated people, what kind of music is Death Clock?
Can I just guess?
It's a heavy metal band.
Shocker.
Shocking.
Shocker.
Yeah, I imagine
with
it was.
The name Death and then, I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah, totally. They're
so,
on Adult Swim, too.
Yeah, do they just have a hit song that's just the lead singer going,
yes. And my favorite song from them is I Ejaculate Fire.
I gotta look this band up now. Yeah. By the way, that's just that's like the most badass way to announce to everyone at your concert that you have an
gonorrhea.
STD. Yeah. It's like I Ejaculate Fire.
There's an ointment for that.
So,
So I was talking to Chloe, and then my buddy Aaron was talking to her girlfriend Courtney.
Okay.
So
wait, you know, Chloe and Courtney, were these the Kardashians?
This was before they blew up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was that.
No,
Courtney and Chloe. Oh, and you were talking to
what are the
Chloe?
They were Mexican. They weren't.
Why were you talking to the ugly one?
I would fuck Chloe. Chloe has the person, and she's the hottest now.
I like personality more than looks.
Okay.
All right, go on.
Okay, so take Chloe out. I say I'm going to do the stupid, you know, traditional like dinner movie date thing.
That's not stupid and traditional. It's good. It's classic.
So I take her to go see The Dark Knight. And
good.
So way long ago. And then so we're in the movie and it gets these parts where like, you know, it's just like, you know, the serious parts where they're talking about like dialogue and everything like that. And all of a sudden she just goes, ha! Like at those random parts. And I was like, laughing. Why are you laughing at that? And she does it throughout the whole movie. She just does it. That's her laugh. She
like
just
during
does,
the funny
oh,
part?
Shit.
Or is it just like, oh.
Her no, laugh during, is like your laugh. Her
so
laugh
so
is
it's like oh.
During the serious part.
You gotta turn the mic down on that bitch.
During the serious part?
Yeah.
Randomly.
Yeah. Like, okay. And it's Dark Knight, so it's like, Rachel just blew up.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's not like a that. Lot of comedy in the Batman
spoiler
film.
Alert.
Yeah, Brad, thanks.
So we do that. I was just like, well, okay, I'm too nice. I get take her to dinner. And I was being a dick at that time. So I was just like, all right, let's go to dinner. And I take her to the KFC nearby.
Oh. Being a dick would have been not taking her to KFC, though. At least we bought her chicken.
Just driving home after that.
Yeah, I like free food.
And then... And then later on, it was just like, all right, nice, you know, nice to see you. All right, bye. And then she just, and I'm like going for the kiss. And then she just walks
going
out
for
the
kiss.
Car.
What? This is a classic man still trying to get fucked after all this. He's like, this bitch, I'll never date her. I bought her a KFC, but I'm going to try to bang.
Yeah. He was wondering if that, like, during the blowjob, she would go.
Well, your face is like, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Allergic to soybean oil.
Well, when you're an 18-year-old male,
sure.
Like, you know, you try and get everything you can.
Sure,
so
sure,
the
sure,
date
sure.
fail really was she was annoying and she didn't kiss
so
you?
Part two, I was just like, okay, so nothing's going to happen
part
after this.
Two.
And then my buddy Aaron just says, hey, Courtney wants to hang out with Chloe and I. And I was just like, I don't even really like her, dude. And she's like, well, I want to invite your friend Charlie. Like, you know, he might come down. I'm like, okay, fine, why not? And it was funny.
Wait, he might have gone down? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes. Not literally gone down on her, but
okay.
Figure
sorry.
Of speech.
We were very confused.
Yeah,
anyway,
sorry. Go on.
Yeah, like my sexuality at one point. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey. Aiden. So Aiden's still on Grindr.
So, Daddy is
shit.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
So before it was supposed to be Friday, and I had my wisdom teeth pulled on Thursday. And I was still fucked up from the wisdom teeth, and I already promised Aaron that I'd go to this thing to try and help him out, you know, be a wingman.
Sure.
And I was high out of my mind on Vicodin at that time, so he's driving Charlie and I to go see Courtney and Chloe, and I'm just in the back seat, just like on Vicodin, just rubbing.
Is it Charlie
myself.
Sheen?
No.
Winning.
So confused.
Before the HIV.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Pre-HIV.
So I'm just in the back seat, just like high out of my mind on Vicodin, and just for some strange reason, I kept like rubbing my chest, like up and down. I don't know, like that's what the Vicodin
There's
did
no
here.
Happy ending of the story. Yeah.
So hold on. So when we meet up with, so Chloe was there, and then Chloe.
You're losing the crowd.
Wait, hold
buddy.
On.
Get to the meat
Does
of the story.
Does anyone know what's going on?
No.
Everyone's
okay.
Very
long story short, we show up to Chloe's place and Courtney and Chloe, and then Chloe takes a look at me and I'm just high out of my mind, and then she's like looks at my friend Charlie and he's like, I'm gonna go with him, and then few weeks later they
No
go,
Wait, what
no.
Wait, where did you end up that night?
The date fail has to be one date.
I said it was a bad date for me, but a good date for my buddy.
Okay, so
he got banged.
Yeah.
By yes. Courtney?
Both of your friends.
Or Chloe.
He fucked Courtney and Chloe?
Charlie fucked Courtney.
Is Charlie actually
sorry, Charlie
named
fucked
Kanye? I'm so confused.
Well, so,
all right,
but
listen.
At least with your date, you got to be a good wingman.
Yes.
So you take some solace in that, and now we can take solace in the fact that fucking awful story is over. So,
thank you
for your attempt. Sorry, we're comics. We have no sympathy for people that
On
can't tell stories.
On the bright side, though, I still have my cricket problem.
Yeah, you still get paid tonight. All right.
All right.
Who else is
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Whoever comes up next, make the story
one last story.
Yeah.
Learn from his mistakes.
Short.
Yes.
Wait, where did the thing go? Is this the one? Where'd it go?
Well, the names?
I have a list of
names. Where is it?
So drop the story.
Really? Everybody's afraid.
Where'd it go? It was right here. Oh, there's one on the floor?
Yay!
Oh.
You got one?
Woo-hoo!
Oh, is this it? No.
What's your name?
Yes, leopard pants and fur, right?
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Yes. Are you Kiernan?
Am I? No.
What's your name?
Beatrice.
Hi, Beatrice. Oh, yeah, girl.
You know what?
How you doing, B?
I already love
Good
her.
Good for you, taking back the name Beatrice. You don't
Fuck
meet
yeah.
too many
no
Beatrices
me,
in the
Beatrice.
World.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
it's
love
like,
you.
I hope your best friend is another hot woman named Mildred. Or something like that. That'd be awesome.
Hilda.
Blanche!
All right. Blanche. Sorry, I'm just going to keep going through old woman names.
Brad's going to fuck all the golden girls by the end of his life.
Estelle? No. I'll just keep going.
All right, Beatrice, you're up. Here we go.
So I met this guy. I live by the beach. I walk down to the beach. I surf and stuff, and I meet this guy, and he seems really perfect because he's a surfer. We go paddleboarding. We do all this fun stuff. He has a dog. I have a dog.
Sounds great.
Can we give him a first name?
Ricky.
Ricky.
Ooh. Hey.
Ricky. Oh, hey, Ricky. You're so fine.
You take your clothes off and go down.
So it's like... It's like one of those things where I say, you know, I'm not going to sleep with him until I know that I like him, you know.
Good.
And so I'm going to go out on all these dates. So he takes me to a comedy club. Like I said, we go paddleboarding. We do all this.
Who was the comedian? Now our egos come into play.
Chris Aaliyah.
Yeah,
so after a while, like, it's going on and on and on, and I'm not really sure that I like him, but now I'm like, okay, like, we got to move this forward here.
Sure.
So I'm kind of done. Like, I'm either going to do it or not.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he invites me to go camping. So we go to Joshua Tree.
Girl.
And, yeah.
You weren't even sure if you like him. You were with Joshua Tree with him?
Aiden, judgy over here, fucks eight guys a week. Let the bitch talk.
Okay.
Go on.
Please go
so
on.
So we go and we do hiking and everything, and he picks this really secluded area to have a tent.
Shit.
And so it's like way out. And
but he does own a tent.
Yeah. He sets
Look,
it up.
Something.
It's Look all, on the bright side.
Yeah.
So, and this isn't even like an Airbnb. It's like a tent.
A real tent in the middle of nowhere.
The hell bathroom.
Aiden's a high class hoe over here. He is.
That's how straight.
I mean, guys, take me to Joshua Tree. It's always an Airbnb.
Okay, this is how straight people camp with tents.
Wow. Okay, go on.
So we're just, you know, having a good time, and he brings out some beers, and we're drinking, and, you know, I'm like, okay, this is going to be it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, you know, he kisses me, and, you know, okay, let's go to, you know, sleep, and so we go in the tent, and I think it's going to be, like, this is it, right?
Yeah.
And so then we're laying there, and he kind of, like kind of rolls me over, and I'm like, okay, so we're kind of cuddling, and the dogs are there and everything, and,
oh.
and dogs are there too.
I'm waiting for some action, and then
so are the dogs.
Dogs love this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna get to watch.
How big is this tent?
I'm gonna get to watch the people do me style.
Is this like a five-man tent, like a dome?
Yeah, or is it like a small tent?
I don't even remember what tent. All I remember is that what he said to me was he had, you know, he was cuddling me at this point.
Yeah.
And he says, sometimes I like to be the little spoon. And I'm sorry. He had me cuddle him.
Oh, that part is
Sorry. I forgot about that part.
Yes,
yeah.
Aiden. That part. Wait. Were you guys naked in the tent?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can't. You're not allowed to say that if you're a straight guy.
Aiden,
girl,
they haven't fucked yet ever, and he wants to be the little spoon.
He wants to be the little spoon.
Okay. Mm. In front.
Yeah. She gets it. Yes. Thank you, Kate.
And then he took out the strap on and be like, and now pick me.
The strap on.
Oh, was that what was implied?
The strap on
it was just that whole thing of that he wanted me to be the dominant.
Yeah, and you were like, no, we're camping, man.
And did you?
I was like totally turned on by all the stuff he was doing all day. And then,
can I ask you, did you pitch the tent?
No, he did everything.
He did all the guy
stuff. It sounds like he did everything but pitch
the tent.
So it was Ricky Martin after all.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's a good one. So did you guys guys ever fuck ever?
Yeah, we did.
Was he good? Was he good?
That night?
It was good, but it didn't that work night? Out because he wanted to be the little spin.
So later you fucked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, so women are as desperate as men at times.
Yeah. Well, Beatrice, thank you so much for your story.
Beatrice.
Thank you. I think we got I love Beatrice's story.
I love her story.
But I think we gotta go with Car Ride.
Yeah.
Just because that is fucking horrible.
Insane. I mean, that's a pretty terrible Disneyland 3 days stuck with some dude to fuck somebody else. And
yeah.
Although dogs in the tent and a little spoon. I mean, that's oof. Cause she waited. She built it up.
Yeah.
Like I make guys wait too. Yeah. If I make you wait, then you do some gay shit.
As she makes eye contact with Aiden. You just said some park shit. You know what I mean? Like,
wait, hold on. One question for Beatrice. Beatrice, where are you at back there? How old were you?
It was just yesterday.
That's so much worse. That's so much worse.
So much worse.
She was 18.
Recent. Yeah.
This just happened. Like, she waited, and then he's like little spoon
Wait, when
guy.
Did this happen? Wait, Beatrice?
Is the guy
2 years ago?
Was the one like were the dogs like? To wop, like, were they gayish? I'm not saying dogs are gay.
Were they gay dogs?
Oh, you brought a poodle?
A pit bull. So he had the pit bull, you had the poodle, and then in the tent, he was the poodle, and you were the pit bull.
I don't know. You know what I think?
Wow.
I think it's a tie, man. I don't fucking know.
Oh, I think that's way worse.
You think hers is worse?
Yeah, she got her feelings hurt.
But
she didn't get fucked. See, I'm with, I don't know. Because, when you build it up, sexual, had you got, all right.
We can buy them both drinks that are $20.
I mean,
it's okay.
I think it's a tie.
Yeah, let's get them both
drinks. I think it's a tie.
You both deserve better. One of you has definitely gotten better now because you got a nice bear.
She got married. What do you have? Nothing. Yay! She wins.
Yeah, she wins.
By the way, I think the moral of this story is it is true that the fails are always worse for the women.
Yeah.
Because exterminator guy, you know, I don't even know what he told us. I'm still confused.
But thank you guys all for telling the stories because we loved hearing them.
Yes.
2 out of 3. And
we're fucking with you, dude.
I'm such a dick.
I would buy you a shot, but I can really only afford these two, so.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. You guys, this show went on way longer than I planned, but I had so much fun. The podcast is the funnest part of this. Like, fuck that. We'll do, 5 minutes. But this was...
Yeah.
You guys were so awesome. The people that came up, props. No one has the balls to get on a microphone like that. So even Exterminator guy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Clap for them. Brad Williams.
That's me.
Brad.
Listen to the About Last Night podcast. That's my podcast. Go to bradwilliamscomedy.com. That's all my tour dates. And I'm constantly touring the country. So, yeah.
Boom. Aiden, where are you going?
Aiden Park Show. Whoa, whoa.
Yo, you guys saw Aiden murdered, and Aiden travels all over. And sometimes he comes on the road with me, and he co-hosts the podcast. We went to Canada. We went to Canada together after The Wizard, right after The Wizard ended
it. The literal wizard.
And me and Aiden would go to the gym in the mall in Canada, and we would have dance-offs. I'm not even kidding.
Love
we would put on
shit.
Britney Spears dance training videos.
It was like at 2 a.m. I was like, Kate, do you want to dance?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, let's go dancing. And I took her to the gym, and then we did the videos.
Yeah, straight guys text you up, and they want to fuck. Aiden's like, you up, want to dance? Like, all the time.
Love so, that.
Yeah.
And, Aiden That's has it. A great podcast. You can also catch him on Grindr. Don't turn them down if you're in a nice radius.
Aiden gets fucked more than anyone you know.
But
ever,
you get tested. You're safe.
Oh yeah. Every 3 months. Every 3 months.
I was setting you up for that, dude. Have that yes chamber. Not
Aiden.
Maybe. I don't know.
Aiden is safe if you already have something.
What's a test? I took my driving test 3 weeks ago.
Listen, this has been Date Fails. We're done.
Everybody.